The district will be getting $2.5 million over 5 years. Much of the cash will go to Niagara University to place grad students in the school buildings. That's 15 this year, building to an eventual 75 using those federal dollars. School Superintendent Mark Laurie hopes they can eventually be hired full-time, and Niagara Education Dean Chandra Foote says what they learn in the schools might make the students want to eventually stay here and work in area school buildings. Laurie says the news conference site was chosen because it's a good school.
We selected Niagara Street today because they've done a particularly excellent job of meeting those needs with the resources they have. This is going to make them even better. For instance, this school in one of the more difficult areas of the city had the lowest suspension rate and the highest attendance rate of any school in the district.
The district will have 5 social work interns, 5 school psychologist interns, and 5 school counseling interns. The new interns will work in 11 district schools, interacting with the district's 7,200 students. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.